I don't think the Bills will ever win with Sean McDermott as the coach. Same goes, by the way, for John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, same draft. We have never seen quarterback coach pairings together for this long that haven't won yet that end up winning a Super Bowl. I know, like, Bills fans don't want to hear this, but, like, this is the truth. How many times do you have to get your brains beaten in by the Kansas City Chiefs before you say, let's try something different? And you're never going to fire the quarterback because he's one of the best players in the league. I think it is a huge mistake for the Bills to continue on with Sean McDermott. I wish he were the coach of my favorite team, the Giants. He's not a bad coach, just that, like, the expiration date has long since been hit here, in my estimation.
That is Nick Kostos from our show way back when. I don't know. That's me grunting in there, I think. I mean, look, the numbers don't lie. That's a platform to stand on. And I guess I want to be in this chair when the Bills prove that, you know, it can happen. Just because it hasn't happened yet, that it can happen. It'd be one thing if there were dips and valleys and just, you know, sloppiness, but there's not. So I'm still optimistic. I think the Bills have as good a shot at it as they've had in any of the years prior to this one since they became, you know, this level of contender. And that's as presently constituted, and that's with whatever issues you may have with their secondary or their pass rush or me with their receivers or us with their receivers or whatever it is. They're still, you put it all together, whatever problems they have to me are not unconquerable problems. They're not insurmountable problems. They're not problems that should prevent you from winning. You know, it's factual. It's never happened. Okay. I think winning the division year over year over year and getting right to the edge of it has to matter, you know? So I'm still for staying the course myself. And I know that gets less and less popular as we go. I might even admit to you that makes me want to dig in even more just because it gets less and less popular. You know, the mounting tide can overwhelm you at times, and you sort of go, okay, well, I guess I agree. You're right. They should fire him. I'm done. I don't know. Think of a better idea. I don't like – well, you know, I'll stop. I'll start taking calls and see where we go because there's lots of time to say all the things that – I'd like to say 803-0550. Where's your hope tank on the Bills winning the Super Bowl at this point here, midsummer, a week out from training camp? RJ will lead us off in this segment. Hi, RJ. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, guys. So listen. So I really feel sometimes on WGR, be it the morning show, afternoon, you guys, sometimes that when people say McDermott has to go, that we get looked at like, hey, you guys aren't sports experts. What do you know? Stop saying this. But my point is here, there's been better coaches that have been fired. Let's just look this past year. The Denver Nuggets coach, Mike Malone, gets fired 3 games before the playoffs. He just won a championship in the last 2 years. The man got fired. So McDermott is not untouchable. He's not a guy that, hey, don't worry, he'll be here forever. One day he'll do it. I mean, look at Yankee coach Joe Torre, won World Series. When he wasn't winning anymore, see you later. I mean, he didn't win World Series, but they made it to the playoff. But that's not the point of what a team's supposed to do. It's not the point to get to the championship, AFC championship, and lose every year. Yeah, it makes you feel good till you get there, and the next day we complain about why we lost. So we're not getting rid of Josh Allen. We're not going to get rid of some other stars in our team. So what do? We have to shake something up, and we have to do something different to get the years out of Josh Allen that we're going to lose if we don't do something.
Just so you know, I'll say this to you plainly. I don't feel that way. I know how it sometimes sounds. I mean, we argue. I mean, for sure. And there are certain people that come to mind here that I haven't heard from in a while that can really push the buttons on me. So I know it gets aggressive. But I definitely don't think that the opinion that the Bills should be better at head coach is invalid in any way, RJ. I mean, there's enough people out there that believe it, and I don't think you're all nuts. I don't agree. You know, I think it overlooks a lot. I think it takes for granted a lot of what has happened here that's positive, and that none of this would be happening without Josh Allen. I think the Bills with McDermott without Josh Allen as their quarterback could easily be a team like the Steelers, which I know isn't what you want to be, but you have Josh Allen, so you're not. But I think this is a very well-run organization. I believe in the culture that McDermott has built here. I know that can be a dirty word because it gives him credit for it, but they have built a program there from where they took over to where they are now. It doesn't even seem like the same organization, and soon it definitely won't when they're in a brand new stadium across the street. So I just don't want to take for granted all the stuff that McDermott has done and gotten right. And I don't think the history he and Allen share together forbids them from winning. I just think it sounds, when you say something like that, that you think he's got some fatal gene flaw or something. He's going to do the wrong thing at the worst possible time. And I don't know, man. It's a very small sample size of those moments. And yeah, I know. They haven't always come through. But I just think it ignores a lot of positive that's happened. So I don't know. I hope we're cool here, right? I mean, I don't think you're a jerk for not wanting the coach to stay. I mean, I'm cool with that. I disagree.
I just don't think we have the time. I mean, we're going to lose these next years, and again, hope is great. We have hope every year now because of Josh Allen. I'm not saying the hope is because of McDermott. I'm never going to say that. My hope is resting on Josh Allen's arm and his legs, and what he can do on this team. And the all-elite mentality is because of Josh Allen. It's not because of the players around him. He makes every single player elevated and look like not a star, but good enough to be on a team that goes to the AFC Championship. I don't want to be a Pittsburgh Steelers. Is what I don't want to be.
No, sure. No, you don't. I'm making a certain nuanced point there within my entire reply to your call here. I don't want that life either. I'm just saying, like, Mike Tomlin has been the coach of the Steelers forever and ever and ever. And, like, he won early enough that I guess he's still riding on that. But I think what the Bills have built here is strong enough to still be a good team. Even if Allen weren't here, you need that guy to be great. There's no question about that. Everyone knows that. So they have that. They have that advantage, and they haven't won yet. And thus, you know, the conversation. Believe me, I would not ask the question without knowing or expecting to hear people that think I'm, or I don't know. I don't think the station sounds like this. I think I am. I can be defensive about McDermott. I can admit that. I mean, it's my position, and I feel often like I'm under attack for it. So that is something that will make you defensive. But I definitely don't think it's like a whack job conspiracy theory either. You know, the first time I remember talking about this in like the off season following the game that shall go nameless. I'm gonna try to start doing that. See if that works. I think everyone can know what that means.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So the offseason after the game that should go nameless, and I've said this before, one of my – a good friend of mine I've known predating the radio days, huge, huge Bills fan, huge sports fan. I trust the guy, love the guy. He texted me a very thoughtful text. This is not somebody who would call the show and go, they need to fire him because of that. It's not that guy. I would say pretty level-headed guy. And he laid out the case for me. I'm like just nodding at my phone going, wow, this is stark. Because I feel like you're the guy, at least in my head, you're the guy that would be there to the bitter end. And this is 4 years ago now. And he was already like, I don't know. We can't wait forever. The kid is great, and we're going to have to get, you know, otherwise we're wasting. I'm like, damn. So, you know, I'm telling you, a friend of mine feels that way. I don't think he's a jerk. I don't think he's a wingnut conspiracy theorist. I mean, I got you. I hear you out there. Andrew is next up. Hi, Andrew. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hi, Bulldog. I'm for staying the course. I think McDermott has been, statistically one of our better coaches that we've ever had. People have to account for improvement. There has been improvement, and I really hate this stat about no coach QB pairing has been together this long and never won it before, because these so-called stat nerds a lot of times fail basic statistics. All right. I mean, 59 Super Bowls is still a relatively small sample size. And, you know, my question is, you know, out of that sample size, how many QB coach pairings have there been? You know, like, what is the actual sample size? And I just think that with stats like that, oh, it's never happened before. It's never happened until it happens. So that's what I got to say.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate the phone call. 803-0550 is the number if you would like to get in and be next. Matt Waldman coming up at the top of the hour. Matt Verderam at 5. I got a couple things I want to mention with Matt that I hope I'm just say it now so I can plant a seed for myself. This is me setting an alarm. Because he had a post about a cross-country trip he took recently and some help he received in a truck stop that absolutely, I just look so on point, just a perfect commentary, and I want to make sure and mention that to him. And he also was the reason why I'm going to start referring to the certain game from the end of the 21 season as the game that shall go nameless, because he quote tweeted something the other day just using, well, I'll say it now, 13 seconds was the quote above the tweet. I don't remember what the context was, and it made me hurt when I saw it. I was just like innocently cruising through Twitter, and I went, ugh. And I feel like there's somebody out there every time it comes up every day at some point or another for some reason or another that same thing is happening to. So I want to try to ease your pain. I want to try to not do that to you every day, because Matt did that to me yesterday, the day before, and I was like, I got to stop doing that to people. I don't like how it feels to have it done to me. So, you know, do unto others, yada, yada. Anyway, Waldman at 4, Verderam at 5. Your call's next. 803-0550, again, is the number. Mike is off today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.